The International Joint Commission, or the IJC, says in its biennial report that the integrity of the Great Lakes ecosystem continues to be compromised. In its last report 2 years ago, the IJC admonished the U.S. and Canadian governments, saying there's much work to be done to improve the quality of the Great Lakes Basin. Now the latest report makes it clear that work was not done. Fabienne Lajoli is a spokesperson for the IJC in Canada.
In the past 2 years, the Commission has seen very little activity and now is definitely sounding the alarm on procrastination on the part of governments. It's a harsher tone this time around.
Harsher to the point that the Commission is telling the governments that the Great Lakes are so polluted that fish from the lakes are a threat to the health of those who eat them and to their unborn children. Lajoli says the IJC could no longer ignore the scientific evidence.
This is really the first time the Commission has gone out and said, this is a fact, we should use the precautionary approach, we should protect our people, and some of those contaminants do harm the population in several serious ways.
The IJC says the governments of Canada and the U.S. need to do more to reduce airborne toxins from power plants and automobiles that end up in the Great Lakes. More also needs to be done about polluted runoff from farm fields and roads. Toxic substances, especially mercury and PCBs, can be part of the pollution, then end up in the fish and in the people who eat the fish. Thomas Baldini is the chair of the U.S. sector of the International Joint Commission. He says the first priority is to make sure people who catch and eat the fish know about the risks.
We're saying that state, provincial, and federal governments should require that sport fish consumption advisories state plainly that eating Great Lakes sports fish may lead to birth anomalies. Now, we're not saying that don't eat fish. We are not saying that. But we're saying that those advisories have to be clearly stated.
Right now, fish consumption advisories are different from state to state and from province to province. Fish from one area might be just as risky to eat as from another area, but because of the way the advisory language is written, people might get the idea that fish from one area is safer than fish from the other. The U.S. EPA says it supports the International Joint Commission's recommendations. Administrator Carol Browner says her agency doesn't have the authority to arbitrarily issue fish consumption advisories in the states, but she says it can make some recommendations.
I'm certainly going to make sure, and we're going to make sure at EPA, that the states do everything they can to simplify the language, to make sure that the people most at risk, pregnant women, children, parents of children, are getting these fish consumption advisories.
And Browner says the EPA will continue to lobby Congress for more money to clean up the Great Lakes. But the administration currently seems to be losing that battle, as a budget request for more money is in danger of being turned down. The International Joint Commission's 10th biennial report did not tackle commercial fishing. The waters surrounding that issue are much more murky, and the IJC could easily find itself snared in a political battle in both the U.S. and Canada. However, the IJC spokesperson in Canada, Fabienne Lajoli, says the commission is not ignoring it.
It is possible that the commission will look at commercial fishing the next time around in its 11th biennial report.
In the meantime, the International Joint Commission is warning the U.S. and Canadian governments, if they don't work to fulfill the terms and spirit of the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement they signed more than 20 years ago, there can be little hope of fully restoring and protecting the lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Grant.